Talk. I was quite excited when I think it was the end of November, perhaps the beginning of December, when I was able to read to listeners something from the Government Gazette. The Government Gazette. You know, this is not a social media construction and confabulation. This is the Government Gazette. And I was able to read out to you and say, our problems are over. The problems that stopped tourists coming to, from South Africa, either going, well, it's just too much hassle to find the unabridged birth certificate. What is that anyway in terms of my country? And those terrible stories about families coming to South Africa on a holiday, week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever the case may be, being turned away because they didn't have this unabridged birth certificate or their national equivalent thereafter. And so now that's in the Government Gazette. So that regulation has been scrapped. But, as Dave Marsh has written, publisher of the Southern African Tourism Update, it's a little more complicated than that, Dave. The Government Gazette, clear and unambiguous, though I thought it was, doesn't seem to be the sort of dominant theme here.
Yes, there was a lot of excitement, John, when it was announced on the 30th, and the government made a bit of a fanfare of the whole thing. What I couldn't understand was why airlines, I got reports of airlines continuing to disallow boarding of children who were on their way to South Africa. So I contacted the association that represents almost all airlines that fly to South Africa, which is IATA in Geneva, and asked them, as they distribute the information to airlines so that when people check in at the various airports around the world, they have a guidance on what documents these children will need. And I asked them, have they changed and updated to align the systems so that it takes into account the new regulations that were gazetted on November the 30th. And the IATA came back and said, in fact, we've done the opposite, because the day after the regulations were gazetted, the Department of Home Affairs issued a travel advisory, which is still a featured document on their homepage, which says the opposite. It IATA explained that they'd contacted the South African government and they had been pointed to one particular paragraph which says basically that all children, whether they're accompanied by both parents or not, have to have birth certificates with them. Now, that's not in the gazetted regulations. It's actually been specifically removed. So we have a situation where the gazetted law is and Home Affairs is saying something quite different on their site. And, of course, it doesn't really matter what immigration officials in South Africa do, because the problem actually lies overseas. You know, a family coming from Seattle on safari or boarding in Seattle to come to Atlanta or Washington to get in a connecting flight, a person in Seattle possibly doesn't even know where Johannesburg is. They just says on the system, must have birth certificate. And as long as it's on that system, the trauma and drama continues in those airports as they just say, well, we cannot allow you on the plane because if we do, there'll be a big penalty when you arrive for us as the airline.
So themselves with the, I was going to say true facts, but in 2019, I'm not sure that such a thing as a true fact exists.
Well, the advisory is official, is an official government advisory, which is saying the opposite of the law that they passed the previous day. So it's a situation that the airlines cannot risk something that's so contradictory, because if a child gets to South Africa and they do need a birth certificate, then the airline not only has to send them straight back and leave the rest of the family and sort out that, but they also fines and penalties for the airline for having brought that passenger here in the first place.
I mean, we tried, Dave, to get a hold of the Department of Home Affairs today to ask them to try and clarify this. They're not terribly easy to get hold of, particularly when they're going to be, you know, when the questioning might be uncomfortable. Did you get any sense. I mean, perhaps we should try and get hold of Derek Arnicombe and ask him if he's aware of this advisory.
Well, the Minister of Tourism, Derek Arnicombe, is really been leading the charge to try and make South Africa a family-friendly destination. But the Department of Home Affairs seems to have some hidden agenda where they're trying desperately to do the opposite. It's the most extraordinary situation.
So how are we supposed to... I'm trying to sort of work out, Dave, what a reasonable, logical explanation for this would be. I mean, I don't want to go back to Malusi Gigaba had this huge mission to pass these, and we know that he's been accused of having personal reasons for this. How valid they are, I don't know. But it was something that he had a particular obsession about. And are we supposed to believe that people in the department who are still loyal to him and his thinking are carrying out his obsession still? I mean, how does one explain a contradiction between the Department of Home Affairs advisory and South African legislation?
Yes, no, well, it can't be explained. And a professor at Wits University said it's illegal to do what Home Affairs is doing. They informally, with an advisory, circumventing the very law that they themselves passed. But the point is, until then, I would advise everyone who's got someone under 18 to have original birth documents. In any case, South Africans need that if the name, both the parents' names don't appear as they do in a new passport. They need that anyhow. But I think the real key is the new minister, who's untainted by this, and I think needs to understand why will his department not engage with the tourism industry. The tourism industry for 3 years has been slapped down by the department. They are not prepared to talk to the private sector about what the implications of this thing are, and they just keep blundering on.
Any idea, Dave, have you been able to get any kind of sense of how many people have been turned away? I've just received one WhatsApp now about an Australian family that was detained in Dubai for 24 hours while they were trying to get the right paperwork to enter South Africa. Look, if it happens to one family and it is against the law, then it's wrong. But in terms of the impact, any idea?
Well, it would be probably several thousand. But that's not the problem. It's the trauma and the fact that the industry worldwide does not regard South Africa as family friendly, because we are the only country in the world for this, asking for this requirement. So the real problem is the jobs that have been lost because South Africa has not positioned itself as a family friendly destination. It's positioned itself the opposite. And when you think that South Africa towers above almost all destinations, we should be the easiest country to sell. We really have so much more than almost every country. To not be family friendly is ridiculous.
Dave, thanks. We're going to try and get hold of Derek Arnicombe and get him on the radio. And I hope that he's read your piece. And I hope that quietly he is working to reverse the situation that you described to us. But we'll try and get him on the radio tomorrow afternoon.